We were in Canada, and I don't fucking remember where, because it was in Western Canada in this middle of nowhere town. And, you know, we got there early, as we always get everywhere early. And Swiss wasn't even with us. That's weird. We're walking around town, and we see these two girls, and they're like, "Hey, what the fuck's up with you guys? And, we're punk rock." And I'm like, "Oh, cool, we're playing a show later, you should come." They're like, "Cool, get us in." We're like, "No." So they snuck into the show later on. And turns out these girls are the biggest bitches. And, like, they have no, like, they don't want to be friends with anybody. They just want to be there. And, you know, they were mean to us. One of them threw a pear and hit Tyler in the face because he said something about how he hated Canada. Tyler hates Canada. What the fuck can I say? He doesn't like Canada. If you don't like your country, then you can't help it. Tyler hates Canada. He's very vocal about it.
It started with a drunk punk rock chick who was eating a pear, and she was acting like a bitch, and John Blake was letting her know that from On Broken Wings, and she went with the quickness and threw a pear at John Blake, and John was like Matrix. He was like, "Wow!" And this pear whapped me in the face, dude, and I had pear in my ear, dude, and all I heard was, and just pear, dude. I'm just digging pear out, and John Blake was, like, talking to her friend. He's like, "Yo, your friend's kind of a bitch. Like, I think I'm going to hit her." And she was like, "Are you serious?" And he was like, "Yeah, dude, I am serious." And she just starts attacking him, dude. And he grabs her, and he slammed her into a merch bin. And he was like, "Bitch, don't you ever fucking..." And then, like, everybody was like, "Whoa, everybody cool out and everything." And that was it.
And in the meantime, John Blake from On Broken Wings, who we're friends with, was very upset about it and... I guess took this girl's face and shoved it into a trash can. I mean, that's natural, right, I guess? I don't really know. I saw it from afar, so... This was before the show started. So this happened, and those girls were calling us Nazis and blah, blah, blah. We're Americans, so they automatically hate us. So they leave, which is awesome, because they were annoying. We played a show. It was an awesome show. A lot of kids had a good time. A lot of kids were there. And if you're watching this and you were there, that's pretty funny.
That was it. We thought that was going to be the end of it. So, the night goes on, and it's the end of the show time, and we come outside, and there's these two beat trailer trash punk rock whores with, like, 20 white trash douchebag Canadian punk rock kids that were like, "Yo, man, you don't ever hit a girl. Freedom." And I was like, "Bitch, you don't know about fucking freedom. You're from Canada."
Me and John Blake are talking. And this girl says some shit, and I go, "Shut the fuck up." And she's like, "Well, why don't you come over here and say that?" And so I was like, "Okay, it's a girl. Is she gonna hit me? I don't care." So I walked over to her and said, "Shut the fuck up." And then one of the girls grabbed John and called him a Nazi and started punching him or something. So I grabbed her because I just wanted to get her off of John because... You know, that's what you do. And so then automatically these kids thought we were trying to fight girls, which is kind of funny because who fights girls? Girls fight girls. That's what happens. So I grab this girl and everybody's fucking freaking out. This one kid grabs John and starts punching him. And like, everyone scatters. And I don't know everybody else's recollection of this story. I'm just going to tell mine because this is my point of view. So I have this girl and this kid comes up to me. He's like, "Put her down, man. You don't touch a girl like that." And I was like cocking a gun. He's going to hold his fist up to me. So I was like, "What are you going to hit me?" And then I threw the girl on the ground and a bunch of violence ensued.
And I see John has a shirt over his head and there's like three kids hitting him, but they're also getting punched by John at the same time. I see Vincent like hammer punching kids and it looked like they were like, it was like fucking that gopher game at amusement parks. They were just like going into the ground. He was like smashing them. It was awesome. And then I see DL just grabbing kids and throwing them. So it was just this huge mound of people with people flying around in the air, people getting bashed into the ground, people getting hit with someone that was pretty much blind. I saw Tyler throw a girl on the ground. That was awesome.
So the fucking next thing you know, someone grabs John Blake's shirt and pulls it over his head. And there's just like fists, Canadian fists, which like don't even really hurt that bad because like, you know, they're Canadian fists, dude. Like, I mean, you really got to think about, dude, like America, dude. So... there's all these Canadian fists flying, dude. I run over, and there's a girl choking John Blake from behind. Well, unbeknownst to me, I grab her and pull her off of him, and I realize, oh, wait, this is the bitch that I thought she was tough and threw a fucking pear at me, dude. So I smashed her into a truck, someone's truck, and I was like, you need to chill out.
Tyler grabbed a girl and her boyfriend by the hair and ran them into a truck, which is like Macho Man Randy Savage type shit. Like, it was crazy. It was fucking a street fight, and it was like us and Unbroken Wings. And, like, Scars of Tomorrow was there, but they were, like, kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, some of them were fighting, and, like, Mike Milford was on a payphone. He came back after the fight was over, and he's like, I wanted to hit somebody.
All of a sudden, I go outside, and everybody's just fucking running around screaming, and I'm, like, basically, like, what the fuck? These girls, they're fucking crazy, brought all their redneck fucking Canadian friends with them and just started, like, trying to jump us and all our friends and everyone we were on tour with. And I was just like, what the fuck, what do I do? So I'm in the middle of it, and I see some fucking kid go after our tour manager at the time, Tyler, and jump on his back. So I just went up there and fucking whatever. I don't really want to say what I did.
Dan DePonte punched people. I've never seen Dan DePonte punch anybody in my entire life.
So Dan DePonte kicked some kid square in the face, and then I also, somebody tried to attack Dan, so I took care of that kid. I think I just punched him a couple times and he fell, and I thought it was all cool because I punched some kid in the face.
And someone grabbed me from the back, and so I turned around and grabbed this person. Oh, no, wait, hold on. You got to go back. Is it just going to keep rolling? You're going to edit this?
Yeah, all right,
so check it out. So I slammed this chick into a truck. She then turns around and grabs me by the throat. I then blackout rage this bitch and fucking slam her head into the truck. She falls on the ground and rolls underneath the truck. So I'm like, all right, I don't know where this girl is now, but whatever, you know.
And like, Dio was picking kids up and just throwing them, which is, I started laughing because he was telling them, she was yelling at them to chill out, but he was throwing them in the air.
Some girl comes over and grabs my arms and puts them behind my back, and I didn't know she was a girl. Found out pretty quick because I reached around and picked her up and slammed her body into a truck, dude. Horizontally, dude. Body smash, dude. It was like Hulk rage. And she just dropped down on the ground, and then she rolled under the truck. And I don't know, they were doing some Canadian shit under the truck. And then her boyfriend was like, hey, man, everybody just calm down. I fucking punched him, dude, because he was a pussy. Dude, and the last thing I remember about the whole epidemic is this kid going, who are you guys anyways? And Mike from Unbroken Wings spit in his face and slapped him and said, I'm Mike from Massachusetts and I fucking hate Canada.
So this girl's mouthing off and Mike from Unbroken Wings spits in her face, kicks her in the chest. She falls to the ground. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. She goes, who the fuck are you? And he goes, I'm Mike from Massachusetts and I fucking hate Canada. And then we left because the cops were coming.
And then Mounties came and we all got in the van and took off.
The Canadian police had to come and we had to leave. And I'm not allowed in Canada anymore anyway, so I think that probably works out great.